This is National Native News. I'm Antonia Gonzalez. Chairman Harold Frazier of the Cheyenne River Sioux Tribe in South Dakota says vehicles or personnel working on the Keystone XL pipeline are not welcome on the reservation. Tribal police escorted trucks off the reservation this week they believe were associated with the pipeline after grassroots groups stopped vehicles. A tribal resolution requires Keystone XL vehicles which drive onto the reservation to be turned around immediately. Frazier says the tribe will not stand for encroachment or defilement on Sioux territory. The tribe opposes the pipeline, concerned about impacts to land and water. Meanwhile, Native groups plan to join environmental groups in Rapid City to rally against South Dakota's riot-boosting law. It was passed at the end of the 2019 legislative session. The legislation is the subject of a hearing to be held Wednesday at the federal courthouse in Rapid City. At the request of Governor Kristi Noem, lawmakers pushed the bill through to address protests against the Keystone XL pipeline. It holds protest supporters civilly and criminally liable if a riot breaks out. Several groups sued in federal court to stop that law from going into effect. One of them is the Sierra Club, whose South Dakota chairman traveled to Rapid City for the hearing. Mark Winiger says the wording of the law is too broad.
You know, it's not just that the Sierra Club could get sued or that Dakota Rural Action could get sued. Your grandmother could get sued. You know, your uncle, your daughter, anybody who talks about these problems enough that it inspires somebody to go march or demonstrate against them. So we're all in this together.
Other plaintiffs are Indian Collective, Dakota Rural Action, Black Hills Clean Water Alliance, and Indigenous Environmental Network, all represented by the ACLU. The groups plan to march to the federal courthouse to rally. A long-awaited road has breathed new life into a First Nations community on the border between Manitoba and Ontario. As Dan Karpinchuk reports, it could also end one of the longest boil water advisories in the country.
They call it Freedom Road. The 15-mile stretch of gravel road will make it easier for people living in the community of Shoal Lake 40 to finally access clean tap water. The reserve was cut off when an aqueduct was built to supply water to Winnipeg. Since then, residents of Shoal Lake 40 have had to use boats in the summer and winter roads cut through the ice just to supply basic needs. A long list of chiefs had fought for a road to end the hardship. $30 million in funding was needed. An agreement was finally reached in 2016, and the goal was recently achieved and people celebrated to mark the opening of a link to the Trans-Canada Highway and the rest of Canada. Former Chief Herb Redsky was there.
I want to acknowledge and say thank you to the City of Winnipeg, the province of Manitoba, and the federal government for having the courage to do the right thing.
For others, it means a new beginning and growth for the community. The road will also bring the materials needed to build new homes and a new school. And Indigenous Affairs Minister Seamus O'Regan also said work can now begin on a new water treatment facility to end a boil water advisory that's lasted decades. For National Native News, I'm Dan Karpinchuk.
Funeral services were held Tuesday for a Seminole Tribe of Florida leader. As leader of the tribe in the late 1960s and early 70s, Joe Dan Osceola is credited with healthcare improvements and boosting economic development. He was also the first president of the organization United South and Eastern Tribes. In recent years, he served as an ambassador for the Seminole Tribe. I'm Antonia Gonzalez.
National Native News is produced by Kawanak Broadcast Corporation, with funding by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
Support by the American Indian Higher Education Consortium, working to ensure tribal colleges and universities are included in our higher education system. Info on 37 tribal colleges and universities at aihec.org.
And by the law offices of Sanofsky, Chambers, Saxe, Miller, and Monkman, a national tribal rights law firm with offices in Washington, D.C., New Mexico, California, and Alaska, and online at sanofsky.com.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.